ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஜிஜ்ஞாசாதிகரணம் அதாதோ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாசா. ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹாம். சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத். சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்துவ சமன்வயாத. சாப்டர் 1 தேர்ட் பாதா. திவ்வாததிகரணம் திவ்வாத்யாயதனம் ஸ்வசப்தாத் முக்தோபஸ்ருப்ய வ்யபதேசாத் ந அனுமானம் அதச்சப்தாத் பிராணபிருச்ச பேதவ்யபதேசாத் பிரகரணாத் தித்யதானாப்யாஞ்ச. பூமாதிகரணம் பூமா சம்ப்ரசாதாத் அத்யுபதேசாத் தர்மோபபத்தேஸ்ச. அக்ஷராதிகரணம் அக்ஷரமம்பராத் த்ருதேஹ சாச பிரசாசனாத் அன்யபாவவ்யாவ்ருத்தேஸ்ச. ஈக்ஷதி கர்ம வ்யபதேசாதிகரணம் ஈக்ஷதி கர்ம வ்யபதேசாத் சஹாம். தஹராதிகரணம் தஹர உத்தரேப்யம் கதிசப்தாப்யம் ததா ஹி த்ருஷ்டம் லிங்கச்ச. த்ருதேஸ்ச மஹிம்னஹ அஸ்ய அஸ்மின் உபலப்தேஹ பிரசித்தேஸ்ச. இதர பராமர்ஷாத் ஸ இதி சேத் நாஸம்பவதி. உத்தராச்சேத் ஆவிர்பூத ஸ்வரூபஸ்து. அன்யார்த்தஸ்ச பராமர்ஷஹ அல்பஸ்ருதேரிதி சேத் ததுக்தம். அனுக்ருத்யதிகரணம் அனுக்ருதேஸ்தஸ்ய ச அபி ச ஸ்மர்யதே. பிரமிதாதிகரணம் ஶப்தாதேவ பிரமிதஹ ஹ்ருத்யபேக்ஷயாது மனுஷ்யாதிகரத்வாத் மனுஷ்யாதிகாரத்வாத். தேவதாதிகரணம் தத் உபர்யபி பாதராயணஹ சம்பவாத் விரோதஹ கர்மணீதி சேத் அநேக பிரதிபத்தேஹ தர்ஷனாத். ஶப்த இதி சேத் ந அதஹ பிரபவாத் ப்ரத்யக்ஷ அனுமானாப்யாம். ஸோ வி ஹவ் பீன் சீயிங் தி 28th சூத்ரா of the third pada and the third sutra of this adhikaranam devatadhikaranam and the 91st running sutra of brahma sutra. Here vyasacharya wants to establish that devatas also have got eligibility for self knowledge and as a part of that devatas have got a form and this aspect the purva mimamsaka they do not agree and according to them they are shabda swarupah other than their names they do not have any body at all the devatas and in this and the previous sutra the purva mimamsaka raises an objection and what was the previous sutra tat upari api badarayanah sambhavat this is the 26th sutra. And if devatas have got a body, it will be difficult for them to receive the ahuti, the oblations in karmas, in yajnas and all that. Therefore, we are discussing devanam vigrahavatvam, the body. So, in this and in the previous sutra, the Purva Pakshi raises an objection. If devatas have got a body, it will be difficult for them in receiving the ahutis in the karmas. If they do not, they have a body. For which Vyasacharya gave two answers. One is that they can assume several bodies simultaneously and also can appear in all the yagas in invisible form and receive ahutis. These are all according to their siddhis. Or, and another argument also, they need not necessarily go to all the yagas physically and ahutis can come to them. For this an example was given. It is like several people doing namaskaram to the teacher or a mahapurusha and he is able to accept all namaskaras as the guru and stands at one place with one body only. He, Guru, does not take several forms of body to bless each disciple independently, and all the disciples can receive the phala, the blessings of the Acharya. And this was one objection covered in the last sutra. And in this sutra, the Purva Mimamsaka gives a more technical objection. What is that? If devatas have the body, it would affect the Veda Pramanyam itself. He is questioning the fundamental tenet, which is a very big problem for all of us. Not only for Purva Mimamsakas, for Vedantins also. And what is Veda Pramanyam? The validity of Vedas as a means of revealing its object. So Veda Pramanya Bhanga Doshaha will come if devatas have body. It is their argument. First, let us understand the significance of the Purvapaksha. Then only we can understand the significance of Siddhanta. Veda or Shabda Pramanyam has been discussed by Purva Mimamsakas themselves in the Purva Mimamsa Sutras, which discussion has been accepted by us. Advaitins accept that. And that Purva Mimamsaka Sutra is well known as Autpattika Sutra. It is called Autpattika Sutra, a long sutra of Jaimini. Jaimini, as you know, is student of Vedavyasa himself. Or it is called Shabda or Veda Pramani Sutra, Autpattika Sutra. And it is, even though it is a sutra, it violates all the requirements of the sutra in the sense it alpaksharam and all those things. It is almost like a paragraph, the sutra. Autpattikastu shabdasya arthena sambandaha tasya jnanam upadeshaha avyatirekascha arthe anupalabde tat pramanam badarayanasya anapekshatvat. This is one sutra. The beginning of the sutra is what? Autpattikastu. So that is why it is called Autpattika Sutra. Here, the uniqueness of Veda Pramanyam as Apaurusheya Shabda Pramana is brought out. It is Shabda Pramana, a literature not created by a human intellect. Paurusheya means a human product. Apaurusheya means not a human product. So to understand the uniqueness of Apaurusheya Shabda, we should understand what is the nature of Paurusheya Shabda Pramana. Paurusheya Shabda Pramana means the words invented by and used by human beings to communicate ideas. They are words. Even new words are coined as even new products are made. All they convey is what? Let this new product be termed by this Shabda or word, and the object is revealed by the Shabda, and a connection is formed between the Artha and the Shabda, that is the meaning and the word, and the Shabda Artha Sambandha. That means hereafter, let this word be called by this Shabda, and then I am able to convey the object through the Shabda, and even if the object is not there, that Shabda or word is capable of communicating the object. These ideas and all we know, but not put in perspective. Since humans have created the Shabda and have created the Shabda Artha Sambandha, and others should agree for the Shabda to become a Pramanam, then this Shabda Artha Sambandha, connection between the Shabda and the meaning, created and agreed by all, is called a Sanketika Sambandha. It is called the Sanketika Sambandha, derived from the word Sanketa, means a common agreement. So Sanketika Sambandha means a relationship between the word and an object created by common agreement. All people agree to that. This is the nature of all Paurusheya Shabdas of human invention. Therefore, Sanketika Sambandham is the artificial relationship created between a word and an object by a human being in the case of Paurusheya Shabda Pramana. When we analyze this further, we also find whenever Shabda Artha Sambandha is Sanketikaha, as in the case of a Paurusheya Pramana, we find that on analysis, those shabdas are not pramanam at all. What a bombshell. Although they help to communicate the objects and they cannot be called pramanam at all, Paurushaya shabdas cannot be called pramanam at all. It is only a compromised pramanam and not real pramanam. Why do we say so? The reason is, in the case of Paurushaya shabda, I have created a word to indicate an object, and before I invented the word, is that object known to me or not? I know the object already, which I wanted to talk about, and therefore I invented the word. We experience the new object, and for communication, I invented the sound symbol. Word is a sound symbol, and I created the word to denote the object, which is known to me already. So Paurushaya Shabda denotes an object that is already known to me with the help of other pramanams, like and through my sense organs, through my, I could see my with my eyes, I could hear with my ears and all that. They are all pramanantara adhikatam, and the word is used to indicate an object which are knowable through other pramanas. In all such cases, words reveal the pramanantara adhikata vastu, an object which is already known or knowable through other pramanas. Where? In the case of Paurushaya Shabda, where Shabda, Artha, Sambandha is Sanketika Sambandha. This is what is the general situation. Now, according to technical definition of pramanam, a pramanam is a means of knowing an object not known through any other source. The definition of pramanam is what? Anadigata abadita vastu jnana janakam pramanam. Anadigata abadita vastu jnana janakam pramanam. Pramanam is an instrument of knowledge which reveals something which cannot be known through any other pramanam. For example, eye is a pramanam for colors and forms. Why? Because it reveals the color which cannot be known through any other pramanam. We cannot know forms and colors through ear, nose, touch. So pramanantara adhikatam it is. Similarly, ears are pramanam for shabda, because the shabda cannot be known through any other pramanam. And extending this, we say words can be called a pramanam for an object only when it reveals an object which cannot be known through any other pramanam. Pratyakshenanu mithyava yastupayo na buddhyate yenam vidanti vedena tasmad vedasya vedata. We have already quoted this shloka earlier. Shabda pramanam can be called shabda pramanam only when if it reveals something which is not knowable through any other pramanam. And in the case of Paurushaya shabda, what do we find? Shabda artha sambandha is sanketika, we already told, which means it is artificially created by me, which means the shabda and artha are known to me already, and I create the sambandham, the relationship, and therefore the shabda refers to the objects already known to me or not unknown to me. Therefore, yatra yatra sanketika shabdartha sambandha tatra tatra pramanam nasti. There is no pramanam at all. Therefore, if Veda should be a pramanam, then the relationship between Veda Shabda and Veda Artha should not be artificially created by me. It should not be Sankedika Sambandha. If it is so, then I have created the word to denote an object known to me. Then it is no more pramanam, since it is knowable through other means. And I say, I know it already means what? I know it through some other means. Therefore, it should not be an artificially created word or a relationship. And therefore, the Shabda, Artha, Sambandha cannot be Sanketika Sambandha. And then what it should be? It should be Autpattika Sambandha. I'm doing all this to come to this word, Autpattika Sutra, that word, Autpattika Sambandha. That means the word to be a pramanam should not be created by me. Utpatti, utpattika means utpatti. Utpatti sambandha should not be there. Because if it is created by me, then the relationship with the object also be created by me, and then it will become sanketika sambandha. Therefore, it will become apramana. It won't be pramana, it will be apramana. If it should be pramana, the word should not be created by me, and the relationship also not created by me. So the word and its relationship with the object should be uncreated. Therefore, shabda should be anadi, and shabda artha sambandha also should be anadi, and that sambandha should be natural. It should not be created by me, but natural, it should be natural. Otherwise, it would be called autpattikam. That is what the Autpattika Sutra says. Therefore, Purvamimamsaka now says, for Veda shabda to be a pramanam, Veda should be anadi. And of course, it should be Ananta also, and Veda should be Nityam also. So Veda should be uncreated, and therefore it should be Nityam also. Veda Shabda's connection with the object is not artificially created by us, and therefore the Shabda, Artha, Sambandha also should be natural and eternal. And it is technically called Autpattikam, and is explained as nityasya shabdasya nityena arthena nitya sambandha. Nityasya shabdasya nityena arthena nitya sambandha. All three nityams. This is the uniqueness of apaurusheya shabda pramana, not of human creation. That is Veda pramana. Nityasya shabdasya means for an uncreated word, nityena arthena, with its uncreated eternal object, nitya sambandha, there is eternal, unartificial, natural relationship. So the word autpattika means swabhavika or natural. Therefore, Veda should be not only uncreated, Veda should be eternal also. If it is non-eternal, what will happen? Suppose Veda also gets destroyed, let us say. It's not eternal. It also gets destroyed one day. In one srishti, it is destroyed and it has to be created again. What will happen? The moment you say Veda has to be created, then what will be the issue? Then the word is created. The relationship with the objects is also created. So to create the word and its relationship with the objects, you should know both the word and the object. And once they are known, then it will become pramanantara adi pramanantara adigatam. And so pramanyam will go away. It will no more be a pramana. Therefore, nityasya shabdasya, nityena arthena, nitya sambandha is a uniqueness of apaurusheya shabda pramanyam, Veda shabda pramanyam. This is established by Purvamimamsakas and is seconded by Advaitins also. We are all common in all this. Now, what the Purvapakshi says is, this pramanyam in the form of nityasya shabdasya nityena arthena nitya sambandha rupam Veda pramanyam will be in trouble when, if devatas have got a form. He comes to that now. All this chakkar, he goes around to come to the point where he wants to contend that devatas have no form. So where he goes from where? If devatas have got a form or body, if they are embodied, this will be in trouble. How is the Veda pramanam will be affected by because of the deva vigrahavatvam? He says, if devas have form, body, like human being, then devas also will be subject to what? These sixfold modification, asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. The body, it will decay, aging, death, all those things will be there. All the sixfold modifications, their shadvikaras. Therefore, devatas also will become anityaha. and Indra, Varuna, and all those devatas, if they are Anitya, what will happen? Indra, Varuna, etc. are apaurusheya veda shabdaha. Let us assume that they have got a body. Then what will happen? They will be anityaha. They won't be nitya anymore. Now, once the devatas go away because they are anityas, then nitya shabda is there. The word Indra is there, but the object Indra, the person, is not there. Indra, the word will be there. Indra shabda will be there, which we said is a nitya shabda, that is there. But Indra, the object, the person, won't be there. Therefore, shabda is nitya and artha becomes anitya. So Indra Shabda becomes Nitya and Indra Shabdasya Artaha, who is Indra himself, the Devata, is Anitya. And once Artha, the meaning or object of the word, is Anityam, what about the Sambandha then? The relationship also will go away when one of them is gone. Because any relationship is Dvinishtaha. For example, two means two. Without son, father-son relationship is not possible. Without wife, wife-husband relationship is not possible. Therefore, if Indra is anitya, what will happen? The shabda, artha, sambandha also will become anitya. Therefore, what will happen? Nityasya shabdasya, nityena arthena, nitya sambandha. This basic pramanya condition will go away. So to put it in common parlance, after Indra dies, the word Indra will continue, but Veda Shabda continues without an object. Indra is Veda Shabda. That will continue without an object, Indra. And if the word continues without an object, that word is pramanam or apramanam? If the word continues without an object, will it become a pramanam or apramanam? Because the word can no more reveal an object, because the object is no more there, therefore Veda will become apramanam, because it will not reveal an object, the object being not there. Therefore, what is the first problem? Veda becomes apramanam because of what? If devatas have got body. And what is the second problem, which is an extension of the first one, is when the object is not there, since the word cannot reveal that object, since the word cannot do its function, that word can no more be used anymore. That means the word also will end. The object ended first. Indra was not there anymore. And now the word also will end. Because what? A word can be there only as long as it is related to an object and capable of revealing the object. Once the object is not there, there will be no need for the word at all. It will also have a natural death in due course. That is why, you know, families also, a particular word which is very, very commonly used, for example, how long it will be used? For example, a person has a car, a house, and all that thing. Or even if you take in nature, endangered species, animals, and all that, trees. So all those things, once the object is gone, that word also will in due course disappear. Therefore, what is the second problem? That word will wither away and die away once the object goes. And therefore, Vedasya Anityatva problem will come. So what are the two problems now? Are the two problems because of what? Because devatas have bodies. The first problem is Vedasya Apramanya Apattihi is one. And second one is Vedasya Anityatva Apattihi, once the object is a perishable object. For which we have to give an answer. And the answer is given in this sutra. This is the background. So we are still in general analysis. So we have not gone toward analysis yet. We are still in general analysis of the sutra. Now, let us first give the answer and then we will see how the answer comes about in the sutra. Vyasacharya, he does not very clearly and directly present the answer in the sutra. And Shankaracharya has given the direct answer. And Vyasacharya says that this creation has come out of or with the help of Veda Shabdas alone. What Vyasacharya says, this creation has come about or with the help of Veda Shabdas only. That is, the Shabda Arthas are themselves created out of the Veda Shabdas only. So, Ataha Prabhavat, that is the Sutra. So, Ataha Prabhavat, Shabdat Prabhavat. We will do the word meaning later. Now, for example, Indra is created only through the word Indra. Indra is created only through the word Indra. And Varuna is created through the word Varuna. And all other devatas also. Therefore, Veda Shabda Arthas are created through Veda Shabdas alone. The Veda Shabda Arthas are created through Veda Shabdas alone. That means it is not the other way around. It is not object is created first and thereafter words were created. Earlier in Paurushaya Shabda, this is what we said, if you remember. It is not object is created first and thereafter words were created. In the case of Vaidika Shabda Artha, that is Vedic Shabda Artha, it is through the Shabdas, the Arthas, the objects are created. And Vyasacharya said that is the answer and left it as it is. He did not elaborate in the sutra. Now we have to elaborate this concept for our understanding. Number one, by saying that all objects are created through Veda Shabdas, the first idea that Vyasacharya tries to convey is Veda Shabda is anadi. Even before creating Indra, the Shabda was there. And with the help of Shabda alone, the Lord created all the devatas and other creations. Therefore, Vyasacharya conveys that Veda is anadi. And therefore, Ananta also. It is Ananta also. Therefore, Veda Nityatvam is established by saying like this. It is not an artificially invented word after the creation of the object, but even before the creation of the object, this Shabda was there. Therefore, Veda Nityatvam is established. Then the second thing to be established is what? Veda Pramanya. Veda as Pramana. How do we establish that? The Shabda was already there before Artha. The Shabda was not artificially created later. And therefore, the Shabda Artha Sambandha is not artificially created later. Therefore, it is not Sanketikaha. It is Aupattikaha only, and therefore it is Pramana. Aupattikaha, we already told, and it is Pramana. Only in the Paurusheya Shabda, Shabda is artificially created. And so is the Shabda Artha Sambandha. Therefore, it is Sanketikaha, and therefore it is Apramana. Whereas in the case of Veda Shabdas, since it is not artificially created, the Sambandha also is not artificially created, therefore not Sanketikaha. Therefore, there is no Apramanya Dosha also. Then the Purvapakshi says, no, I don't accept all this. This also will not solve the problem, he says. By saying that, through the words alone, objects are created, you have established Veda Nityatvam. That is fine. Shabda Nityatvam we have established, all right, I agree. But what is the problem? The Artha Nityatvam you have not established. Shabda Nityatvam you said, okay, I agree. But the Artha Nityatvam you have not established. Because through the Shabda, you say Indra is created. Through the word Shabda, through Indra, the word Indra, you say Indra is created. If Indra is created person with a body, then Indra continues to be perishable. He is back and forth coming to the body only of devatas. Then the problem will come. Veda or Shabda may be Nitya, but Artha Indra body is Anitya. And because the embodied devata is Anitya and perishable. And for that Shankaracharya gives an answer. he analyzes what a word reveals. You know how fundamentally they go. He analyzes what a word really reveals. Suppose I want to teach a child what a tree is. I say to the child that this is the tree. And the child understands that tree shabda reveals the tree, what it is. When the word tree reveals the object tree, does it reveal a particular tree or does it reveal the tree as a class or a jati or a species? When the word tree reveals the object tree, does it reveal a particular tree, mango tree or whatever tree it is? Or does it reveal the tree as a class or as a tree jati of all families of trees, species of trees? Now the question is, whether the word tree reveals a particular tree or universal tree in general. The word that reveals a particular thing is called Vyakti Shakti Vadaha. It is called Vyakti Shakti Vadaha. And when it reveals the universal thing, it is called Jati Shakti Vadaha. So Vyakti Shakti Vadaha and Jati Shakti Vadaha. Shakti means the power of the world. Power of the word, Shakti, the Shakti which we know, is the power of the word to reveal the particular or to reveal the universal, particular tree or the universal tree as a species. And the Advaitin's argument is Jati Shakti Vadaha, universal. On what basis? Very simple. He says, when I reveal a tree to a person, if I reveal only that particular tree, then when any other type of tree comes, that word cannot be used to reveal that tree. But what do we really find? When a particular tree is revealed, the person not only understands that particular tree, he or she understands the word tree to denote all trees. When you say a mango tree as a tree to somebody, then when you show some other orange tree also, he will understand it's a tree. And not now that the Purvapakshis argues, if the word reveals the universal, that is the jati, and not the vyakti, the individual tree, there'll be a problem. When I ask a person, please bring the cow, let us say, we find the person brings that particular cow. He does not bring the cow species. He brings a particular cow. If you say that the word conveys the universal species alone, how do you explain this particular phenomenon? Who asks? Purvapakshi asks. That means when we use the word cow, and if it has to mean only the jati, the species cow, the universal species, how the person brings the vyakti, the individual cow? For that, our answer is jati is the primary meaning of the word, which is an abstract principle, universal principle, which is manness. For example, when you say man, manness is the primary meaning of the word. But it has got a secondary meaning. And what is that meaning? That particular man is the secondary meaning of the word, man. So manness and man. So the vachyartha is jatihi, the species. And lakshyartha is vyakti, the individual. So according to context, we have to take the vachyartha or lakshyartha. So when I say this is a pot, let us say, then you take vachyartha and understand all the parts. But when I say bring the pot, you understand the lakshyartha and bring the particular pot. Now, vachyartha of the word being jati, the universal, the species, the concept, the class, whatever we can say, the vachyartha, the jati is eternal. Whereas the particular part, particular man, particular tree, etc., is ephemeral and anityam. I hope you are with me. Not too many anityam nityam arguments. Therefore, vachyartha nityaha, and lakshyartha anitya. So vachyartha refers to the jati and lakshyartha refers to the vyakti. So jati is nityaha and vyakti is anityaha. So now we will explain all this. So when I say man, the man represents the class of humans that has been there in the previous generation also, in the present generation also, and in future generation also. The word man has its object of what? The man as a universal jati, universal species. A particular man has been perishing and another new man is born. Therefore, jati is nitya, manness is nitya, but vyakti, that particular person goes away, it is anitya. And therefore, if shabda artha refers to jati, it is nitya. If it refers to vyakti, individual, it is anitya. And therefore, Shankaracharya says, Indra as a particular Indra, vyakti is perishable. And the Veda Shabda Indra does not talk of particular Indra, vyakti, a name and form. We are not vyakti shaktivadis, we refer to the Indra concept, Indra-ness, like man-ness. Who is there in every srishti? In every srishti there is Brahma, every srishti there is Indra, there are devatas. Like for example, the president or prime minister, all those people. Prime minister is there throughout. But how long a particular prime minister will be there depends on so many other factors. Therefore, Indra Padavi or status is eternal, even though Indra Vigraha, the form, the embodied Indra, is perishable. Whereas Indra Shabdaha is Nitya Indra Jatim Bodhayati. It teaches the Nitya Indra Jati. Kutaha Apramanya Bhitihi is the question. Where is the question of Apramanyam, Apramanam here? So with this, the general analysis of the sutra is over. Shankaracharya gave the answers to these questions from Purvapakshi. Now let us go to the word analysis. The first word is the Purvapaksha portion, and from Iti Chet Na onwards, it is Siddhanta portion. The big sutra, first portion is the Purvapaksha portion. So first we will take the Purvapaksha portion, and Purvapaksha, and we supply a word. So first word is what in the sutra? It is Shabdaha. Shabda is the first word. And if we split the word Shabda Iti, according to grammar rule, we should split it as Shabde plus Iti. Shabda Iti. Shabde plus Iti is equal to Shabda Iti. So there is all these Pandya Sutras are there. We don't want to go through all of them. So then the form will be Shabda Iti. And when we split and read it as Shabde Iti, and we supply one word, Virodaha. In fact, it is called Anuvrittam from the previous sutra. We are not supplying a new word, Virodaha, here. It is Anuvrittam from the previous sutra, where Karmani Virodaha, we saw in the previous sutra. That Virodha must flow into this sutra also. This is called Anuvrittihi. If you are not adding a new word, but the word used in the previous sutra flows automatically into the next sutra, that is called Anuvritti. Like saying, for example, Rama ate a fruit. And in the next sentence, I say, Lakshmana also. That means what? Lakshmana also ate a fruit and not drank a coffee. Here, ate a fruit, I avoid repetition. And I manage it by expecting the listener to drag that portion from the previous sentence. This is called Anupati. Therefore, you do not supply a new word, you only draw it from the previous sentence. And this drawing is called Anupati. And here the word Virodaha is not a supplied word, but it is Anuvrittaha drawn from the previous sutra. So if word Virodha does not exist in the previous sutra, and if you have to supply it in this context, then it becomes a supplied word. But here it is Anuvrittihi. Because in word analysis, we have to account for each word. We cannot take anything arbitrarily. If you have to take an Anuvritti, then we have to be in a position to explain it and also establish it. Therefore, these two put together is the Purvapaksha part. Therefore, the Purvapakshi says, Shabde Virodaha. Here, Shabde means Shabda Pramanye, the Shabda Pramanam. And in this context, it means Veda Pramanye. Shabda Pramanye means Veda Pramanye. With regard to the validity of the Vedas, this is actually again Vishaya Saptami. We have seen this already. So, Shabda Pramanye Vishaye Virodaha. There will be contradiction. This is called Vishaya Saptami. So, there will be contradiction. Saptami means the seventh case. So, there will be contradiction with respect to the validity of the Vedas. When there will be contradiction? If Devatas have got the body. Again and again, we should remember the context. All these are all about Devatas having body. So if we accept the embodiment of Devatas, Devanam Vigrahatve Sati, Shabde Virodaha Syat. Yadi Devanam Vigrahatvam Abhyupagamyate, Tarhi Veda Pramanyasya Khanhi Syat. So there will be Veda Pramanyam will be affected. And how there is contradiction for Veda Pramanyam? That we should know. What is the thinking of the Purvapakshi? And we said earlier, if you remember, Veda Pramanyam requires Nityasya Shabdasya Nityena Arthena Nitya Sambandaha. If Devatas have the body, then they will not be Nitya Devatas, because they have to die one day. So the embodied devatas will have death, and devas will become anitya, and therefore the shabdasya artha also will become anitya artha. Therefore nityasya shabdasya anityena arthena, not nityena arthena but anityena arthena, it will happen. If devatas have body, it will become like that. And therefore, Veda Pramanya Bangaha will come. This is the Purvapakshi part. Then, Iti Chet. The two words together means what? Iti and Chet means, suppose such an objection is raised, Iti Chet, that there will be Veda Pramanya Banga is raised. Then the answer is, Siddhanti says now. Then the next word is Na. It is not proper. It does not stand scrutiny. And subject such an objection is not valid. So na shabda, so pramanye virodaha nasti. There is no virodha at all in the pramana. What is the reason? Ataha prabhavat. Ataha means shabdat. From the shabda alone, the word alone, prabhavat. Prabhavaha means utpattihi, origination, emergence. Of what? The artha. The objection, because the objects are born out of the words alone. The objects are born out of the words alone. This means from Indra Shabda alone, Indra is born. From the Bhu Shabda alone, Bhuloka is born. Swargaloka, Swarga Shabda alone, Swargaloka is born. So Artha Prabhavat means Shabdebhyaha evam Arthanam utpattehe, because the arthas are born out of shabdas alone. And what is the significance of this statement? What is the corollary that we can derive from this statement? When Vyasacharya says the arthas are born out of the shabdas alone, he means shabdas clearly existed and shabdas are anadhi. And therefore, shabdas are nitya. They are not sanketika shabdaha. They are not later invented words. But they are nitya shabdaha. So the significance is shabda nityatvam. So Vyasacharya does not talk about the artha nityatvam. He says about the shabda nityatvam. Therefore, we have to supply that based on Shankaracharya's explanation. What is that? Not only the shabdas are eternal, the artha also is eternal. Who says? Shankaracharya. Therefore, from the eternal shabda and eternal artha, the Indra, etc. are created. So Nitya Shabda, Nitya Arthate, Indraha Utpanna. So Nitya Indra Shabdate, Nitya Indra Arthate, Indraha Utpanna. Now, people may have some doubt. If not, I will put one. If Nitya Indra Artha is Nityaha, how can you say that Indra Utpannaha? If it is Nityan, Indra Artha is Nitya, then how do you say Indra is created? If Artha is eternal, how can you talk about the origination of Artha, Indra? Now, when you say Indra Artha is Nityaha, here Artha means Indra the universal. And from that, when I say Indra is born, it means Indra, the Vyakti, the individual, the particular Indra is born. That is where we brought the universal, the Vyakti Swarupam and the universal. When I say Jati. So when I say Indra is born, it means Indra Vyaktihi, the particular Indra is born. Therefore, Indra Jatehe, Indra Vyaktihi Utpannaha. So Jatihi Nityaha, Vyaktihi tu anitya. And therefore, before creation, Indra Shabda, Indra Jati, and the relationship between Indra Shabda and Indra Jati also existed. So three things existed. And what did not exist? Indra Vyakti did not exist. Indra Jati existed. Indra Shabda existed. The relationship between Indra Shabda and Indra Jati also existed, but not the Vyakti Indra did not exist. That Vyakti was born out of Indra Shabda. And this is indicated by Artha Prabhava in the Sutra. So Nitya Artha Yuktaha, Nitya Shabdepyaha, Vyaktayaha Utpannaha, Vyaktayaha Utpannaha. Therefore, there is no problem for Veda Pramanyam. This is what Acharya establishes. So this is the significance of Artha Prabhav, Artha Prabhav. Then the next word is what? Pratyaksha Anumanabhyam. The sutra. Pratyaksha Anumanabhyam. This is a compound word of two words, Pratyaksham and Anumana. Here the word Pratyaksham means Shruti Pramana. Veda Pramana. It does not mean Indriyam, but Shruti Pramana. And the word Anumanam refers to Smriti Pramana. And why does Vyasacharya use two words? How do the word Pratyaksha refers to Shruti and Anumana refers to Smriti? Shankaracharya says, Shruti and Pratyaksham have common features. Shruti is also independent Pramanam. Pratyaksham also is independent pramanam. That swatantratva guna samyat. So gauna prayogaha. We have seen gauna prayogaha earlier also. Actually, I have given the same example earlier. We have seen an example. Simho manavakaha. The manava is like a simham. That student is a lion. That means what? He has the same features of the lion, leadership and all that qualities. And because of the common features, we call him a lion. Because of common features, we use one word for the other. For example, like pillar. They say, oh, he is the pillar of the organization. Not that he is carrying the organization. He is like pillar. So this is called Gauna Prayogaha. Therefore, Pratyaksham means Shruti here. Vedas. Similarly, we also see commonness between Anumanam and Smriti also. What is that? Anumanam requires the support of Pratyaksham. Without perceptual data, how can you make an inference? Anumanam means inference. To make an inference, you need perceptual data. Like yatra yatra dhumaham, tatra tatra agnihi. Wherever there is smoke, there is fire. If you say parvataha banniman dhumavatvat yatam mahanashe, we have already seen this statement earlier. We should perceive the smoke. Then alone you can make an inference, an anumanam. Therefore, anumanam is paratantram. It is not independent. It is dependent on pratyaksha. Similarly, smriti also gets validity only because it is backed by Shruti Pramanam. without backing by Shruti, it cannot get validity. Smriti cannot get validity. Pramanyam. Therefore, sapekshakatvam samanam. Therefore, pratyaksham is Shruti. Anumana abhyam refers to Smriti. Therefore, pratyaksha anumana abhyam means because of the Shruti support and Smriti support. For what? Ataha prabhavatvam. That the creation is born out of Nitya Shabdaha is supported by Shruti Pramanam Indra Shabdat Indra Vyaktihi Utpannaha. Bhu Shabdat Bhu Vyaktihi Utpanna. That is, the creation is born out of Nitya Shabda. How do we know? We have not seen the process of creation. And therefore, with regard to this apaurusheya vishayatvate, we require the support of Smriti and Shruti. Therefore, Vyasacharya says, Shruti and Smriti support my statement. Now the question is, where do they support? That too, Shankaracharya has given many quotations, but we will see only one for each one of them, Shruti and Smriti. The Shruti support is there in the Taittiriya Brahmana. Saha Bhuhu Iti Vyaharate. The second Brahmanam, Taittiriya Brahmanam, 2.4.2. It is there, Saha Bhuhu Iti Vyaharate. The Lord uttered the word Bhuhu. And then what happened? Saha Bhumim Asrijata. As the Lord uttered the word Bhuhu, Saha Bhumim Asrijata, and then he created the Bhumi. Similarly, other quotes are also there for every one of the other creations. And this is Shruti Pramanam or Pratyaksha Pramanam. And here also Acharya quotes many Smritis also for Smriti Pramanam. Here also let us see only one sample. From Manusmriti. In Manusmriti, Nama Rupecha Bhutanam Karmanancha Pravartanam Veda Shabdebhya Evadhau Nirmame Samaheshwaraha. Veda Shabdebhya Ishwaraha Nirmame. The Lord created the world with the help of the Nitya Shabda alone. Veda Shabdebhya Eva Adhau Nirmame Maheshwaraha. Therefore, the world is born out of Shabdaha alone. Therefore, Shabda Nityatvam is established through this Manusmriti. So, Veda Pramanyam is established through Shruti. And Devana Vigrahatvatvam also is established. All are fine. So, what is the final meaning of the sutra? Now, if you write the sutra, it will run like, the Purvapakshi says, still, there is contradiction with regard to Veda's validity if Devatas are embodied. Then our answer is, suppose such an objection is raised, it is not valid. It is so because the whole creation has emerged from Nitya Shabdat, eternal words alone. Because the entire creation has emerged from eternal words only, because this is revealed by Shruti and Smriti Pramana. So this is the word analysis of this sutra. Now we go to varieties of objections by Purvapakshi. Shankaracharya brings in different objections and discusses some incidental topics also. Now a Purvapakshi comes and he asks, the word Artha Prabhavat in the sutra that indicates that the world is born out of eternal Shabda. But in the beginning of Brahma Sutra, what did we say? Janmadyasya yataha. The whole creation is born out of Brahman. That's what we said, Janmadyasya yataha. Now in this sutra, you are saying that the whole creation is born out of Nitya Shabda. So there you said the whole creation is born out of Brahman. Now you say the whole creation is born out of Nitya Shabdaha. Now tell me whether Jagat Karanam, the cause of Jagat Karanam, is Brahman or Shabda. This is the Purvapaksha. Further, we give the answer. There, when we said Janmadhyasya Yataha, Brahman is said to be the Upadhana Karanam of the entire creation, the material cause. And here, when we say this, here, Shabda refers to the Nimitta Karanam, the supporting cause. Nimittam it is. Therefore, Shabda means Nitya Artha Sahita Nitya Shabdaha, and therefore there is no problem. Nitya Artha Sahita Nitya Shabda. And Janmadhyasya Yataha refers to Brahman as the Upadana Karana. Here, Shabda along with Nitya Artha refers to Nimitta Karana. Therefore, there is no contradiction. This is what Shankaracharya answers to him. Then the Purvapakshi says, that also I cannot accept. He is not still happy with that answer. In your teaching, you say that Brahman itself is what? Abhinna Nimitta Upadhana Karanam. You yourself defined Brahman like that, of creation. So Abhinna Nimitta Upadhana Karanam, both Nimitta Karanam and Upadhana Karanam. And you also quote the, so Yator Nana Bisrijite Grinnate Cha. Upanishad we quoted. Like the Urnanabhihi, Yata Urnanabhihi Srijate Grinnate. The spider is both the intelligent cause and also the material cause of creating the web, spider's web. And now you change the tactics and say Nitya Shabda with Nitya Artha as Nimitya Karanam and Brahman as Upadana Karanam. How can you do this? For this, Acharya says, Nitya Shabda with Nitya Artha does not exist as a separate entity from Brahman. And it is included in the Sarvajnyatvam of Brahman. Then you say Brahman is Sarvajnyaha, Sarvashaktiman and all that. Then Nitya Shabda with Nitya Artha is included in that. In fact, when we say Brahman is Sarvajnyam, that Sarvajnyam means that Brahman or the Ishvara has the knowledge of Nitya Shabda and Nitya Artha also. How he can be without that? Brahman did not produce the Artha also and Shabda also, but Nitya Shabda with Nitya Artha existed in Brahman all the time. That is why in the Veda it is said what? Asya mahato bhutasya nishvashitam etat yad rigvedo yajurvedaha samavedaha atharvangirasaha. The Veda is supposed to be the very breath of Brahman. And as breathing is naturally, spontaneously and continuously is going on, similarly in Brahman also, the Nitya Shabda and Nitya Artha, the universal eternally existed. At the time of creation, neither the Nitya Shabda nor Nitya Artha, the universal, is ever created. And what is created? What is created is only the Vyakti. And Vyakti will come, the particular universal, if you remember. Vyakti will come and Vyakti will go. But Nitya Shabda and Nitya Artha will permanently exist in Brahman. And Shankaracharya says, in fact, this is not in the case of Ishvara Srishti alone. If you study how we create things, suppose for example a potter says, I want to create the pot. He has the pot knowledge. Without pot knowledge, he cannot create the pot. And what do you mean by pot knowledge? Pot knowledge means potter is aware of the word pot. And not only he is aware of the word part shabdaham, he also knows the part object, part jati also he knows. And that is the knowledge of the potter. So ghatakartha, the potter, ghatagnyaha. So ghata shabda and ghata artha and ghata shabda artha sambandha, all three he knows. He neither produces the shabda, Narda Artha. Artha is not a particular part, but it is a part jati. With the help of the knowledge, he only creates an individual part. Similarly, if I say I want to build a house, that means I have house Shabda, house Artha, and house Sambandha. Shabda Artha Sambandha. These three I have already all the time. That is called jnana. Therefore, Nitya Shabde Bhyaha Utpanna. Swami Dayanand Saraswati beautifully says, the word means jnanam alone. So the Lord has the word with him. He has the object. He has the sambandha also with him. That is why Bhagavan is called Sarvajnaha. Artha refers to Rupa and Shabda refers to Shabda. Nama and Rupa existed eternally in Bhagavan. That universal, that thing existed. The particular Vyakti alone are subject to arrival and departure. Therefore, there is no problem. With this objection regarding the contradiction between the second sutra and this sutra is also resolved. Second sutra of this particular Adhikaranam is also resolved. Now, Shankaracharya enters into an aside topic which we will take up tomorrow. Yo vedado swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakatilinasya parasamaheshwaraha purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shanti.